Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Who would Jesus organize? You know, is America and the world being organized? Students of Alinsky seem to be leading our nation and the world and have a desire to be able to organize the world. And also the fact we're hopefully get a chance to talk about that these things must happen, Jesus said, but woe unto the one through whom they come. So, hey, you know, watch out for that. And finally, which totally contradicts and rocks this whole Lucifer tip type concept of Alinsky's methodologies, that which our president taught for 4 years and which Hillary Clinton did a thesis on, is that he talks about renouncing. Paul says, I renounce secret and shameful and deceptive ways. And that whole thing is secret, deceptive, and shameful ways, you know, and it's unashamedly so. And so when you think about the parks going on, like you were talking about during the break, that, you know, in the midst of not giving these families whose loved one has given their life for our nation, and we just cut off all support, the government cut off support to these families and did not, at the very same time, what was going on at the very same time?
They had an immigration rally on the mall, Washington Mall, and that they did not stop. And they had, I mean, I forget how many showed up, but there was a large amount of people showed up, and they didn't stop them. Meanwhile, they tried to put barricades to stop World War II vets coming to see. It's like, wait, this is, there's something wrong here.
Right.
But what you're seeing is these Alinsky tactics, you know, all
that's
out in the
exactly
open.
Right. And so that's to understand this. Everybody's trying to think logically about this, but remember, you'll understand that in these 13 tactics, it's a strategy to move you outside of what makes sense to you. And if now you're off balance, just go, wow, this is just the rebellious teenager trying to get their way. I mean, if you just look at it that way, if you just look at it that way, it's going to be, it makes sense to you. You're like, you're not going to give up your parenthood, you know, in your life because somebody's trying to push you, nudge you. And so what's happening is Senator Pelosi, she was out there and all this, and they're trying to make a statement. It is a, there is one of the 13 tactics. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. You're seeing all this happen while we're talking about, we're trying to give you a light perspective. Not only do we want to share with you their dart tactic, the dart tactic of Alinsky and Alinsky's students and children is what Revelation chapter 20 would say, but we want to show you the light side of how we're supposed to respond to that. And it makes you want to think about the seventh tactic. The seventh tactic in the Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky's book that we've been talking about, and you can catch all the different ones on VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. But tactic number seven is a tactic, that's what they say, a tactic that drags on too long. And of course, this is written in the 70s, 1971, so this makes sense. A tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Man can sustain militant interest in any issue for only a limited time. I mean, that's the seventh tactic. The seventh tactic that was taught by our president for 4 years is tactic number seven from the Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky, is a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Man can sustain a militant interest in any issue for only a limited amount of time. So they already knew how, if man is driven by his flesh, he can only, you know, it's not going to be... And so it's like, well, why are you thinking so many things are happening so quickly? Because you could not keep a country's interest that long if you didn't start another fire, another fire, another fire, another fire, another fire. They found out a long, long time ago, and you can find out about how America, how we got here and how we stayed here. There was a person that was involved in the church that day, the Catholic Church, that tried to blow up Parliament, and his name was Guy Fawkes. And he just had one man, one idea, one concept, and he was stopped. So Alinsky, which from the book he dedicates to Lucifer, by the way, these are Lucifer tips for organizing, and you could hear the whole thing in the context of it. He was saying that, hey, you have to have a whole bunch of tactics. Marshall Gantz, the organizer who's done some good things, but then when you hear him, he actually worked with President Obama's campaign in the context of that. And which is normal because they're both organized. But if you're both using Alinsky tactics, he's like, that's dedicated to Lucifer. You're talking to, oh my goodness. And so, so it's very important for us to understand that. So we're seeing, you know, what's going on. Well, Jesus said this, Jesus said in Luke 9:23, he said, whoever wants to be my disciple, which means not students of Alinsky, not students of Lucifer, whoever wants to be my students, what he's saying, Whoever wants to be one of my children, whoever wants to be my disciple, must deny himself, take up their cross daily, and follow me. Well, if somebody's feeding into your flesh, you know, here's a stimulus, here's a package, here's a this, here's a loan, here's a cell phone, here's some health care, here's this. Realize they don't, that's not, the whole goal is not to give you all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The whole goal is to polarize everybody so that everybody can be organized, I don't know, fundamentally transformed. And then once the transition takes place, then you depolarize to organize. You polarize to organize, then you depolarize to be able, once the conflict happens, and all of a sudden when you settle, it's like, okay, we have a new nation called, you know, this is totally over with. What was that thing called again? The U.S. Constitution?
Yeah, right.
And so that's what's taking place, which is totally contradicts the Lucifer's tips, you know, for organizing according to Alinsky and what our president taught and what Hillary Clinton actually did her thesis on to be able to graduate, which is sealed to this day. Mm. You can find out more about that on the VFN Torch. But the tactic is that a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Man can sustain a militant interest in any issue for only a limited amount of time. And the reason why we're talking about these is the fact is God spoke to us. We were in a time of 7 days of prayer and fasting, you know, asking God what he was saying, what he wanted us to do, what was going to be coming on the earth. And he showed us very specifically, which we now know is, you know, Lucifer's tactics for organizing things and trying to stop the word of God from going forth. I mean, he specifically taught to us about what happened with Guy Fawkes back in when King James was King of England and King of Scotland. And in the context of that was the word of God was getting out. The Protestant Reformation movement was beginning because they got the word, and Tyndall and
Wycliffe
were writing out the word of God where people could understand it. And so the Catholic Church at that time was coming after people who were trying to read the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And King James, with the Hamilton Conference, you know, as soon as he became king, within a year maybe, he had the Hamilton Conference, and that's where the King James Bible, which I have sitting right here on my table, the King James 1611 Bible, and it totally is different than what you would think it would be. And no, I'm not saying that we need to be in the King James Bible.
Right.
I'm just saying that is the beginning of men hearing the word clearly.
Yeah.
In the context of it, and what birth at his death, at King James' death, 151 years later, possibly 150 years after his death, they were signing the Declaration of Independence because they found out that when they found God, that you could be a nation under God. Mm-hmm. This is so important. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to take God out from America. And if you take God out from America and the minds of America and the knowledge of America, if you do that, you cannot have America. America only comes when it's one nation under God. It only comes. And so these tactics, these Lucifer tips and tactics, whether they know it or not, are being used to be able to pull us into the dark, into the dark. And the next tactic we're going to be talking about in the next half hour, and you got to catch us. Listen, I want to tell you right now, if you're listening to us on WHBR, we thank you. And you can actually catch us. Go right now at VFNTV.com, download our app, and hear the rest of the broadcast today. We're 24 hours, 7 days a week. We're going to continue on, but you can catch us on the other side. Find out more at VFNTV.com. That's VFNTV.com, where we're keeping the conversation light. You know, we're talking about these tactics as we're talking, you know, we already got context built for them, and we want to just continue talking about them. The last one was, hey, you know, if they're telling us somebody's feeding your flesh and giving you everything you want, listen, the end result of that is that, what is that called? That's called a prostitute, right? It is. It's what God describes you as, a prostitute. If you're allowed, he says, and not only that, this is what he even says. God even says, and you're even giving it away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, they even went to the extent, well, you got so used now to being used and manipulated and just to bow down to other gods and commit adultery with the world.
Mm-hmm.
He says, now you're worse than a prostitute. Now you're just giving it away, which means when somebody's actually giving you all this stuff that you know plain as day is not their stuff to give, you have to ask the question, Am I a prostitute? Am I prostituting myself over to this organization, this government, this religion, this God, this person, this sugar daddy?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You have somebody who's totally blind to it. They say, well, you know, hey, I have my own. Look at the gold I have on my arms, and look at the nice jewelry I have on, and look at this nice apartment. And he's like, oh, is that what your sugar daddy got you?
Yeah. Did you pay for that?
Did you pay for that? But think about it now. Think of the context of it. Granted, it's not as pretty as probably that millionaire would have put up that particular person, But how many people's living off sugar daddy?
Mm.
I mean, think about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you could say, well, you know, that couldn't be. Well, think about it. This is what happens. This is what happens when some man out there, he has all this money, he's living in darkness, and he may have wife and children and all this kind of stuff or not, but he's not committed. He's not going to be married. He's just going to go out there and he's going to have all these dark relationships. And what he's going to do is he's got plenty of money.
Yeah.
He'll just go ahead and just put you up somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He'll put you, he'll find you a place, you know, pick you a nice place. Matter of fact, I'll give you so much money a month and you could just pay your expenses and all that kind of stuff. And not only that, every now and then I'll buy you something nice and do something nice for you. If you need something, just let me know. Ma'am, he's not putting you up just because
Hello.
You do good. He's putting you up because he's planning on calling that bill in.
Mm-hmm.
He's planning on calling that bill in. Well, think about that. Now compare that to what's happening with entitlements today. How many people is living off sugar daddy?
Mm.
I'm not saying helping people out. Scott, I think it's totally great. The church needs to do it. But in the context of if all you're doing is taking from sugar daddy and he's putting you up or she's putting you up, you're a kept woman. You're a kept man.
That's right.
And that's your God.
Mm-hmm.
That's your God. I'm not saying you're not in a period of Goshen. I'm just saying if you never put two and two together and every time they blow the horn, you show up and you stand on that particular side
attention?
Of the value system. Yeah, and you stand at attention, and all of a sudden you're buying into these dark ways and saying, you know, forget about God. We don't need God in the schools. That's right. You know why? Because sugar daddy's got you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing is that everything comes from God. It doesn't come from these folks. And these folks get what they got because they got it from other sources.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to encourage you today that, you know, ask yourself the question. You know, you might not have a good sugar daddy. You know, it might be, subsidized sugar daddy. It could be, and I'm not saying that taking care of people's wrong. I'm just saying if you've been kept for 20 years and you got the same body, same brain, same America, same freedom, same access, probably a lot more access because sugar daddy will just, if you ask, they'll actually give you something. They want school loan, school grant, school loan.
Hey.
And this is what some folks I've heard interviewed that said, you know, all you got to do is act like you want to go to school, get started in it, and once you show the effort, they get so excited that they even let you stay another. And I was like, what are you doing? Well, what they're saying is, you know, if you just give the sugar daddy what you want, or at least make them think you're going to give them what you want, then they'll just continue to give you the benefits.
Yeah.
And like, what have we come to? Is this what we come to? Is this what we've come to? We got more people in the cart than pulling the cart.
Mm.
It's not going to be good. And if you heard yesterday, if you didn't hear, you need to go on the VFN Torch and hear it at VFNTV.com. That Pastor T.D. Jakes, Bishop T.D. Jakes, he just nails it in regards to, hey, we got to begin to be a producer again.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a consumer.
Yeah, he says, you know, the Lord didn't say, hey, go forth and consume the earth. You know, he said, go forth and multiply.
Right.
You know, reproduce. Mm-hmm. Produce something. And you can find that on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. So I want to talk about the next tactic. The next tactic, as we're talking about, okay, the reason why they're doing all this stuff for me, as we're talking about in tactic number 7, was so that they can use me when they need to use me. They need to pull me out. I have no reports whatsoever in my studies that Saul Alinsky said the word useful idiots in regards to his book. This particular book doesn't say that. Some people were saying he said that.
Mm.
But, you know, but in my opinion, that would pretty much be a useful idiot,
right?
Because
it was
right?
Pretty accurate.
You know, but I'm not saying he did not. I didn't read it in this book, you don't have to say you're an idiot to be an idiot. Matter of fact, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
just how much rent money do you need? Okay, listen. Number 8, the 8th tactic, and so the light was, and the 7th tactic is they give you everything your flesh wants. You can't stay there long. Got to give you something else. You know. How about a diamond? How about a necklace? How about a phone? How about an apartment? How about this? And so then we find out what Jesus said was, unless you pick up your cross and deny yourself and follow me, you can have no part of me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good organizing tips
for
Lucifer's methodology.
Mm-mm.
As a matter of fact, when Jesus brought it up in John chapter 6, he said, you know, he began to express this reality, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood. And it's like the whole crowd left him. So he's the opposite of the Alinsky model and the Alinsky students because he had no problem. As a matter of fact, He had this huge crowd that followed him that he didn't organize. They were following him. And then he said, okay, let me give you some more details about who I am and the expectations of God. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you can have no part of me. My flesh is real food. My blood is real drink. Speaking of spiritually speaking, because the flesh counts for nothing. Everybody left.
Mm.
The whole crowd left. I can see Alinsky's children going like, what are you doing? Do you know how much manipulation and darkness and everything we've done to get them here and how many things we wrote? And instead, he turns to a small organized effort that he just asked them to follow him. And they actually followed him as how while they're around him. And he said, what about you? What about you? Are you going to leave me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they had a chance. Then they had a chance. And they said, where else can we go? You have the keys to eternal life, right?
Right.
So Peter was saying. And so that's the Jesus that we serve. So don't get confused because they're preaching another Jesus. They have another God out there as if it was another God, but they're talking about as if it is.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I'm reading in 1 Samuel. That's like when King Saul passed away and Abner, the commander there, took charge. He said, okay, Ish-bosheth, which is Saul's son. He says, you're going to be king over Israel.
Who?
Ish-bosheth. That's an interesting name, but that's his name.
Mephibosheth?
No, Ish-bosheth.
Yeah, he's an
Ish.
That's the other brother. Ish.
Ish,
and you got Mephibosheth.
If and Ish Mo. And Mo. This is Mo. F, and this is Mo-F.
Yeah, Mo-F.
What a name, right?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Abner sets this guy up as king, says, you're going to be the king over Israel.
Right.
And so he's...
An organized effort.
Yeah, doing his thing, you know, mm-hmm. being king over Israel as God elevated and promoted, you know, David to be the king over Judah during this time.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, Ish-bosheth, he raises his voice and says, I'm going to get with Abner. Abner, do you got my daddy's concubine? And
you're talking about concubine. Is that like a...
His woman. I don't know. His, you know, one of
that's
his...
So that's going to be a sugar daddy's...
Sugar mama.
Yeah, sugar mama.
Sugar mama. Okay. Right.
Thank you, Pat, for elaborating.
So
do you have my daddy's sugar mama?
I'm at concubine. Come on. You're talking about sugar mama, sugar daddy.
Sugar mama. All right. Sugar mama. Thank you, Pat, for the translation. And
Second Street.
Yeah.
You know.
Abner sticks out his chest and says, what? Are you trying to, you know, basically punk me out? He says, don't you know that I'm going to go and tell, I'm going to hand over this kingdom over to David just because of that. And so Abner works out a back deal, so he thinks.
Right.
Long story, he dies in the process. But, you know, listen, just because they prop you up, if they prop you up and use you to prop you up, they can take you right back down.
Use is used.
Ish found out that he wasn't king no more once Abner made the decision. Careful, careful.
That's right.
You can be organized.
Yeah. That's Lucifer's methodologies. Remember this: many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's the Lord's plans that prevail. And understand too that no wisdom of man, no strength of man can succeed against the wisdom of God.
That's right.
And so just relax. That's why you don't have to manipulate authority. That's why you don't have to do these things, because God's will come to pass.
Mm.
We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers, because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.